Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Give me that lug gun. What? Oh, electricity. We are all electrified today. Got the lightning gun out, and that means it's a, well, that electric air compressor gun or that electric screw gun that has those electric armatures in there and those brushes in there that's spinning, just like those electric cars. Welcome in, folks, to Auto World. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho, where the track temperature is. The track temperature is my seat. You know, the buns that I'm sitting out in my Dodge Viper seat. Oh, yeah. Oh, 122 degrees. That means it's hot. That's right. Microphone temperature looks like it's about 122 right now, so a little lot of hot air coming at you. And I appreciate you being here to listen. It's absolutely a treat. I'm very proud and honored to have you join us here on our great Auto World affiliates throughout from coast to coast. And I'm very proud to say that. Very, very proud. Thanks to all the great program directors and managers and owners and all for taking Auto World. Because as I've always said, there's always something in each and everybody's Auto World that we all need help in that aspect. And with that saying, I'm going to say right now, I don't know everything. Don't expect to know everything. And I need your help to know everything. That means it's two heads are better than one. In this case, millions of heads are better than one. And that's what it's all about. Share your goods, your bads. Share your experiences with us right here in Auto World, your experience of your first car. The lemon that you purchased? How about the good car that you purchased? The good car that gets you good gas mileage? Yeah. And what is really good gas mileage? Are we really concerned with it? Oh, yeah, we are. Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying right here today on Auto World. I want you to head over there to my Facebook page. The address is Mark Evans. Take a look at those photos. Please do. Another address, Facebook-wise, and we always have a lot of fun over there, is Auto World Radio. We changed it up over on that side of the book. And then, of course, our Instagram account is Auto World Media. And so those photos that I put up there, are you fed up with the gas prices? I've got for you today, right here on Auto World, fuel-saving tips. Why not just throw one out right now? Talking about that air compressor portable cordless gun. It's an air compressor gun, folks. It puts air in your tires. You can buy them. They're cheap. Put it in your glove box. I know you don't have a tire light on your older car. Doesn't matter. I want you to check the air in your tires, the proper air in your tires. Okay, so what is the proper air? Well, do you have the mobile cordless air compressor gun in your glove box? See, you don't have to pay $1.50, $2. Do I hear $3 to go up to the air box at the little gas station thing that just sells gas that's not full service anymore? So there you go, an Auto World tip, a new Auto World tool, the air compressor, cordless air compressor gun. Proper air and tires, please, because that will get you better fuel saving all the way down even if you get one more mile to the gallon and you're commuting and you got a 25-gallon tank, that helps. That helps. Where do you find the proper air? Well, first, the proper air number to put on and in your tire. Uh-huh. Some of you put nitrogen in your tires. That's good, too. Why do you put nitrogen? Some of the tire shops have nitrogen stations. Now, the only thing that's bad about that is that, yes, you'd never thought about this, but, yeah, you didn't think that you might get a flat tire one day when you drive out of your town to go visit a relative or a friend, and you just so happen to pick up, a screw or a nail. Uh-oh, there went the nitrogen. Now you got to figure out who's got a nitrogen station in that town that you don't know anything about. So that's some of the drawback to nitrogen. But the positive part of the nitrogen, if you're not really driving out of town, you're keeping the car in town, you go to your normal tire store that you're friends with and all, they have a nitrogen, it never fluctuates in air pressure. where, in fact, oxygen air does, because it has moisture in it. And that is, in fact, yes, some of us up in Seattle listening, and, you know, the coast, Portland, of course, and down into Lincoln City, and, you know, you're down there in Florida, folks, it's drier, maybe more humidity than in Oregon there, Coos Bay. Okay, fine. You got moisture in the air coming out of the air compressor. So you've got a tire, four tires on your horse there, rubber black, they are, and that, in fact, you got air, and so the tire pressure goes up and goes down. It goes down in the winter, cold air. Goes up in the summer, hot air. But make sure you got the tire pressures correct. Look on the side of the tire and you'll see. But here's what's confusing. It says 44 pounds per square inch. 44. Maximum. So, a lot of you say, well, you know, I've been around a couple days and a couple years, Mark, and we usually put 32 pounds of air in our tire, and we're good with that. Well, yeah, it says on the tire, because that's the safety standard, it says 44 pounds is maximum. So, yeah, so do 38. I want you to go between 32 and 44. Do 38. 40's fine. Don't go over 44 is my whole point, because that's what the tire says. The thing here with the tire pressures is I want you to glance, another Auto World tip, AW tip here on Auto World this weekend and in the weekday that you're listening to us. Thank you. Look at the tread on the tire, folks. If you have no tread on the inside of the tire and on the outside of the tire, but tread on the in the middle of the tire, it's underinflated. So if you have no tread on the outside of your tires, it's underinflated. If the tread in the center of your tire is worn out and you got tread on the right and the left side of the tire, you have too much air in your tire. And that's another fuel-saving tip. In fact, just go around. You've seen the truckers. Oh, yeah, they take their metal bar and they walk around that at the diesel station. They're getting that very expensive diesel to bring our products to us. And they wrap that tire and they hear that thud. You could do the same thing with your foot. It's easier, though. I don't want to hurt your toes. I don't want you to have broken toes here on Auto World where you're sitting back in your favorite chair listening to me. So just make sure you get a tire gauge. Oh, you don't have a tire gauge alongside that cordless air compressor gun in the glove box? You do now. Make sure the tire gauge reads correctly. Please. I've got like six of them in the greasy garage, and I threw three of them away. They weren't reading correctly. Yep. Not good. Okay, today here on Auto World, turmoil in the EV truck market's coming your way. Yep, and where's the beef? Right here on Auto World, but we're going to talk a little bit about the beef and where is it at. And also, I also going to finish up that Auto World product that we had last week. I didn't get to finish it up anyway. And, of course, at the end of this hour, we have the Word with Mark. You have to hang around with that word because it has everything to do with all of you. Yes, and the question of the month, let's do that right now. Question of the month to all of you. Do you want all of those safety features in your car and truck that's in cars today? If you had a choice, and if you could go into the dealer and say, I do not want the vibrating seat, my buns are fine, I do not need the massage chair, I do not want the beeping going on when I'm parking into parking spots or pulling out of my garage, I got beeping all over the place, turn it off. How about that automatic lane departure? What do you mean I can't swerve over to the center lane a little bit because my car keeps putting me back into the slot? So you end up fighting it. You end up fighting it, don't you? Can you turn it off? How about the automatic braking? Yeah, I'll never ass end anybody anymore because I got automatic braking. 855-660-4261 is my number. Email me. At any one point in time, we are live right now from Boise, Idaho. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me. The address, my name, Mark Evans. Go ahead. Please, message me. Let's talk. It's interactive, informative, and all things automotive. Right here from Boise, Idaho, live, where the track temperature is going up as I'm talking. So are the gas prices.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yeah.
or gas the fuel you'll be saving. Yeah, driving slow in your lowrider. We've got Auto World fuel saving tips. More of them coming your way right here on Auto World. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Well, we got that question of the month out, and I want to share with you some of the emails that's come in. Here's the question first and foremost to all of you. And if you don't have time right now to email me and answer it, that's okay. You can do it throughout the week on our email here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thank you. Do it anytime, whenever you can. And when, Eddie, the engine emailer, which takes care of your emails, will get to them and get them in the bag, and we will read them. Here's the question. Do you want all of the safety features in your car and truck? Here's a few that filling in for Eddie, the engine emailer, is my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie? Good name there, Willie. Who Cares Willie? He does a good job. Thank you for filling in, too. He says, here's one that's, I hate all of them, Mark. Just let me drive the car without all of the bells and whistles going off. Tuning in from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Thanks for being here for us, Steve. Steve, appreciate it. He doesn't want any of them. Get out of there. Let's do a shout-out to our great... I said a shout-out! Shout-out to our good affiliate there. There's our shout-out horn. Popular Bluff. Shout-out to KLID AM 1340, folks. Dexter, Missouri. Corning, Missouri. And, of course, south of the border, Greenway, Arkansas. That's right. KLID reaches down in Arkansas. Good to have you along. Popular Bluff, Missouri. Thank you, Steve. He doesn't want any of those features beeping and shouting at him. It does get kind of annoying, doesn't it, or does it? Remember, coming up here on Auto World, a word with Mark. But right now, where's the beef? Remember that ad, that older lady there, the elderly lady, for that company that we eat hamburgers at? Well, in this case, where's the beef? Uh-oh. The Dodge Challenger, the Hellcat, manual transmission, no longer. It's gone. No more beef, folks. Yep. The enthusiasts have been mourning the disappearance of a manual transmission as a vehicle option for more than a decade. And now, well, you can now add the 2022, the brand new one, the 2022 Dodge Challenger Hellcat to the list. It's no longer offered. The six-speed manual transmission, done, gone, no more beef. Well, while many of the Dodge Challenger models can be equipped with the stick shift, the Hellcat isn't among them anymore. So, I guess, what is Dodge telling us? Is the manual transmission gone because the automatic is faster? I don't know about that. As it turns out, Dodge removed the Hellcat 6-speed manual option from the Dodge's online configuration in late of 2021 model year. So, if you want a Hellcat and it's 6.2-liter supercharged V8, it will be paired up with a Torque Flight. Listen up. If you want and get a Hellcat 6.2-liter supercharged V8, it will be paired up with a Torque Flight. That's an old word, huh? Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. 8-speed, folks. Do you think that 8-speed will outdo a 6-speed manual? No fun to drive, though, is it? All you're doing is pushing the go pedal. Right? Well, that and trying to control it. 10 and 2, because the back end's wagging the dog, man. The tail is going all over the place. Uh-huh. It is. Full liquid burning ice type of engine. Yep. Well, they're going to maybe bring it back, though. That manual, yes, the company officials say that it's a temporary situation at this time because of the people, you've been screaming at them, yep, about it. So you buy a car like that, it's a little two-door hardtop, you know, hot rod, man. You want to manual shift it. You want to drop the clutch, don't you, and burn that bad boy up, burn that clutch disc up, yep. Well, they're not indicating at this time, though, when the manual Hellcat transmission will return. You can still get a Challenger RT and its 5.7-liter V8 in the Challenger Scat Pack with its 6.2-liter V8. Oh, yeah, it's made it to the Trimac. I say it right, Trimac. 6-speed. Oh, yeah. So you can still get it, or you can get it with that 8-speed automatic. Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, here's the numbers. Some of you are wondering, how many of those did they sell? Well, it's been quite a turn of events for the Challenger. The design, of course, as you know, 14 years ago, they brought that bad boy back. And in 2021, they sold Stellantis. They sold 54,314 units in 2021. Guess what, folks? Ha! It outsold the Ford Mustangs. Yep, in 2021, Mustang, Ford, they only sold 52,414 Mustangs. 2021, so congratulations. What's that? That's almost 2,000 more of these Challenger Scat Packs. So to me, that looks like I'm smelling more rubber on the road, in the air. Oh, yeah. It's called our aftershave for us guys, and for you ladies, it's just smoke in the air. Talking about smoke in the air and the liquid fueling cars, Elon Musk. Let's go here for a minute. Have you heard of Elon Musk, founder, inventor, the gentleman that brought you Tesla? Well, this is some good news, I guess. I'm going to just give it to you the way it is. We're having a little bit of gas issues. There are gas prices going up, and the prices of oil is going up. Well, Elon Musk, this last week, he wants the U.S. and the world to pump more oil. Elon Musk has taken a surprising stance, folks. He recommends increasing oil production to ease prices. That's right. A gentleman who owns the EV cars, Tesla. What? Yep. Musk has built his electric vehicle company, Tesla, partially to wean the world off fossil fuels and to create an economical-based substance, renewable energy, by having your Tesla electric cars. But he tweeted this Friday that Exxonory Times demand Exxonory measure, big words, I can't get them out here. He wants oil to get pumped. Pump more oil is what it gets down to, causing the price to fall. Causing gas prices to fall. We'll be right back. Where? Turmoil and the EV trucks are coming at you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We're learning that there have been more than 300 people killed so far in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At least 700 people have been injured, and the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights believes that the numbers are considerably higher. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky requesting fighter planes from the U.S. on a conference call with some members of Congress. Ukrainian Ambassador to the U.S. Oksana Markarova was asked on CBS's Face the Nation when they will get the planes.
We are hoping as soon as possible, and we are working with our American, especially friends and allies, on the steady supply of all the ammunition and anti-air, anti-tank, and planes to be able to effectively defend our country.
Add American Express to the list of financial companies suspending operations in Russia. It's also pulling out of Belarus. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items too at MyPillow.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Pull it over! Uh-oh, he's probably going to siphon the gas out of my tank.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Auto World. Having a lot of fun. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for coming in to the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio with us. Pulled this bad boy away from the curb a couple hours ago, and it's good to have you along. And with that said, today, I have got a great deal for you if you like water. Yep. Well, it's going down. Yes, it went down all right, right in the ocean. The cargo ship carrying those Porsches, Lamborghinis, and VWs, folks, has sank. After a fire, of course, the Ace, that's the name of the ship. The Ace has been in the news for quite a few weeks here. After a fire erupted on board, setting the entire vessel aflame and causing the 22-member crew to be rescued by the Portuguese Air Force, all while transporting nearly 4,000 sports cars that included Porsches, Lamborghinis, and Volkswagens, with a total retail value of $400 million. Now, that's what I'm saying. If you like water, I got a good deal for you, huh? The vessel has sank into the Atlantic Ocean along with its cargo, while salvage crews, folks, attempted to tow it back to shore. Didn't work. They're, you know, how big is that bad boy? It's big. Big. The last position that it was in was quite a ways out. They tried to get it to land, but they didn't. So, this will be interesting. What I'm saying, I'm going to bring you more news on this because we've got 4,000 sports cars down there, Lamborghinis, Volkswagens, and of course Porsches. Would you buy one of these cars? Question for you. Would you buy one of these cars that are now down in this cargo ship, the Ace, in the Atlantic Ocean? Because truthfully, I don't think they're going to leave them there. I think they're going to pull them out. That's one thing about water damage. As we all know, some of you that are listening in Texas and mid-Missouri, et cetera, and Florida, there's floods that come to your way. And as you know, some of those cars do get flooded, and some of those cars do get shipped out west here where I'm sitting in Boise, Idaho. And I get, as an ASC-certified mechanic, I do get asked a lot to inspect cars before my clients, customers, and friends and relatives buy them. And I do get to see, they go through the auction houses, and they end up in, of course, car lot dealers' lots. And so there's a certain thing you want to look for. White frosting. Yes, white frosting. Saltwater frosting, I call it. So just a little another Auto World tip this hour for you. Salt frosting. That tells you that how deep it's been in the water. And, of course, you can say these Lamborghinis here. Okay, ask me. Gentleman here in the first row, go ahead. He's got his hand up. He says, would I buy the Lamborghinis? No. Didn't take me long, did it? No, it did not. Oh, I know. I can hang it on the greasy garage wall. I know. I understand. I've got the Edsel up there. I've got a couple Nashes and all. But, I'm adding on. But I can hang it on the wall. No. I want one to drive, not to hang on the wall. Thanks for asking, though. Appreciate it. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Here's a little trivia for us. So, hey, just be careful. Look for white frosting. It crystallizes, folks. It's white. It shows you the stain. It don't care if it's fiberglass or steel or metal frame or no metal frame. Just look for the white frosting. A little trivia for you here on Auto World. The 1930 Cadillac 452 was the very first production V16. Yes, was the very first successful series production with hydraulic valve lifters. The 1930. I remember the old 30. I have a friend. He has a, I think it was a 30, 32 maybe. He's got the louvers out in front of his radiator that's adjustable using vacuum. So you can close the louvers if you don't want the air to come through. Open them up if you need more. Pretty good idea. Absolutely. Well, today here on Auto World 2, we have got some turmoil happening in the EV truck market. Some of you might be involved with this, and it's called the Rivian. Remember the Rivian electric truck? Yep. In fact, they've gone one more step. They've been in the on the stock market, and there's been a lot of news about the founder and all, you know, rolling that big semi down the hill without any. They found out, oh yeah, this works good. It was put on the news and on. It's going down the hill with no motor in it. He kind of got in trouble and all. Well, Rivian did it. Yep, the electric vehicle startup company, Rivian Automotive, rolled back its prices. Hike here this last week. The company announced on Tuesday they lowered the prices effect orders booked on and before March 1st. So, if you ordered a Rivian, folks, the electric full-size four-door truck, they upped the prices on you. So when you got a registration, a reservation, and a registration, off for it. Well, you get a registration once you get your reservation taken. But you got a reservation put in, and they upped the prices on you here this last week. Well, you did it. Thank you. You got on that social network, and you screamed bloody murder. Hey, why you? I bought a reservation for this bad boy at this price. So this last week again, they have lowered the prices back 20%. They don't want to lose you. The move raised the price of its RT1 pickup 17% is what the percentage was on the price of its R1 SUV2. Okay, so they raised the price 17% on the R1T pickup, and they raised it 20% on the R1S, which is the SUV. You know what they blame, don't you? They blame the increase of component costs and semiconductor shortages. Yes, the prices have gone up the last couple years here. I've noticed that right here in the Greasy Garage studio. So I'm in trouble also because I've got vehicles we're building and the prices that the quote I gave for building the vehicle, yeah, new engine, tranny, brakes, all that, the prices have gone up on me. So my estimate is thrown out the window and, I'm in trouble. Can I raise the price up? Well, looking and verifying the news on Rivian, it's like, I can't raise it up on the customer. Why no? Because I gave an estimate out. So let's carry that over into your auto world. Your auto world, yeah. Rivian, first off, raised $17 billion with its IPO. I don't think they're going away too much. going away anytime soon. In fact, they were the, they were the Motor Trend Truck of the Year. So, and you haven't even seen hardly any of them on the road, if any, at this point. But back to Your Auto World. Your Auto World, estimates. You always ask, don't you, when you go in and you have the engine light on or if you have a noise and you take it to the brake shop because you have the noise and you pull in, they call you and they say, yeah, you need a front brake job, a rear brake job, and it could be an automotive repair shop. One shop, and they give you the price, but one shop you don't have to worry about with prices is the auto body shop, because the auto body shop is covered under your auto's insurance plan. So we never ask the auto body shops, well, how much is that going to cost me? Unless you're paying for it by, you know, yourself. But the auto repair side, the transmission side of this equation, and the tire side of the divisions of our cars, we always ask how much. So they give you an estimate. So I'm going to kind of highlight this is because of what was just talking about Rivian raising the prices to the people once they get their truck. Now they're lowering them back. The last couple of years, we've had problems with supply issue, of course. And that means that don't get mad at the shop. If you don't follow up on that estimate that you got today within probably 2 weeks, or ask them how long is that estimate good for? That way they can give you that same price. That's all I'm saying. Follow up on the estimate price. We'll be right back. We're going into the email bag next to help you right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Keep it clean.
Working at the car wash.
Oh, yeah. Set it all up. Well, we need to get some suds on that car of yours. If you look good in your car, you show up good. That's what it's all about. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. A couple tips before we head out here on the garage door starts rolling down. We're going to get into the email bag. But first and foremost, let's get another fuel-saving tip out for you folks. Get the right tires on your vehicle. All right? Don't get tires that are, like, for instance, a four-door sedan needs touring tires. Touring. It'll say touring tires right on the rubber. And when you go in, the most simplest, best tip I can give you, when you go in to get tires for your ride, just look right at the tire person and say, I want the best fuel economy I can get. That's how to do it. Make sure you do a four-wheel alignment also. Your tire stores also do that. Get the front end lined up with the back end. I do not want your square box you're riding in that ride. It's square, truthfully. Got a corner on each box, on the corner of the box, don't you? I want the car to coast farther. Get a four-wheel alignment. I want the back end following the front end. No dog legging. That means to see a dog, they got four legs. The back end's off a little bit from the front. If you watch a dog walk, that's why it's called dog legging. And get a tune-up. Get the spark plugs out of there. I know that says that they're good to 100,000 miles. Not 75,000 to 85,000 miles. Get them out of there. I don't want any engine lights on. I want all that fixed also. The O2 sensors, folks, that are measuring the hydrocarbons that are coming out of the exhaust pipe, if they're not working, how are they going to tell the computer what kind of gas to spray? And another thing that means a lot to a tune-up is the PCV valve, positive crankcase ventilation. It's sucking up oil fumes out of the bottom end of that oil pan. And if it's plugged up and gooed up, goodbye to fuel economy. And always remember to put a bottle of fuel injector cleaner in your fuel tank. This is all with gasoline vehicles. And by the way, FS fuel supplement is the fuel cleaner for the diesels. How often should you do it? Well, on a gas vehicle, every third tank. And by the way, if you want to put it in there every tank, it doesn't hurt anything. Just read the bottle, because some of those, I want you to get super concentrated. It says 28 gallons. You might only have a 15-gallon tank. Don't overdose it. That is the aspirin for your automobile, and say hello to fuel economy. Yes, it is time to go into the email bag. Hand me the email bag. Who cares, Willie? How did he get his name? I got one right here. I got a good email. Who cares, Willie, my customer care expert? Thank you. He's filling in for Eddie, the engine emailer. Okay, if you email-wise, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you don't want me to read it live on the air, I will not, but I will always help you. And everybody gets a free gift. I've got windshields out there that are cracked. I've got rubber tires that are showing the steel belts. I even have a back door that's got a big dent in it. Those are the gifts for today. Not. No, everybody gets a free detail gift. Okay, I can read this one. Oh, yeah. Ooh. We're going to New York, folks. Okay, thanks for all the awesome Auto World information each week, this email. Thank you. Appreciate doing it for you. With all the talk about EVs now, I believe the car companies are going to try to get all of us to have at least one EV in our driveways. With that said, don't you think there will be a glut of ICE cars and trucks available to buy? Or are all of those going to be sent to the junkyard? Question mark. Just sharing my thoughts, Mark. I listen to you in Auburn, New York on Sunday morning and then head over to GCNLive.com to get the rest of your show. Cliff in Auburn, New York. Well, Cliff, thank you. What a compliment. I appreciate it. Thank you for following me and heading on over and being with us. And thank you. It's good to be in New York. Auburn, New York. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to our great affiliate there. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. He's in control of that horn. Oh, it's a big one. 98.1 FM, Melrose Park, Auburn, Waterloo, Seneca Falls, New York. And everyone in between the towns, I appreciate it. It's always good to have you guys come along and ride along with us. We've got enough air in the tires, and we're still going good. So appreciate it. Cliff, thanks for bringing us to Auburn, New York. Now, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. ICE, first off, stands for internal combustion engines. Cliff, good point. Man, that is, my friend, that is a good point that they're going to have to sell them. Everybody needs a paycheck, and so the car manufacturers and the dealers are going to have more vehicles to sell us because pretty much all of us already have two or three vehicles in our driveway, and with all this, I guess you could call it like you call it, hype, all this talk about EVs and all, well, yeah. What is going to happen? The prices will start falling because there's going to be a glut of ICE-type vehicles. So, thanks, Cliff, for pointing it out and bringing it up, man. That's awesome. Awesome. Look for better prices, folks. Okay, I promised it to you about that. Got glare? Well, I've been talking about headlights here for the last 2-3 weeks. Well, guess what? Good news, everybody. The NHTSA said in certain weather conditions, General Motors headlights could cause glare to other motorists driving in proximity. That means you driving right head-on, basically two-lane highway. Well, the U.S. requires GM to fix headlight glare on 725,000 SUVs. That's right, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's what NHTSA stands for, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, said this last week. It denied a General Motors request that would have allowed the automaker to avoid fixing headlight glare problems on about 725,000 U.S. sport utility vehicles. Yep, the agency had agreed to declare the problem not good. General Motors would not have been required to notify customers of this problem and to provide a free fix. But guess what? I'm talking about it, so guess what you're going to get, folks? We're waking them up right here. The automaker argued the issue did not impact vehicle safety, and they petitioned the NHTSA in 2019. Ha! It's been going on for a while, hasn't it? Yep. Well, here they are right here. Here's some of the vehicles. The GMC Terrain vehicles, folks. From 2010 through 2017 model years. GM said the issue has been corrected in replacement parts and does not affect current generation vehicles. Hey, that's good news. So I'm just pointing this out to you because if you've got a GMC Terrain, it's an SUV, folks, four-door SUV, smaller one like a Trailblazer, here's the years, 2010 to 2017. Go to your GMJ dealer, as you just heard me state, that it's free. Glare. Very interesting. Here I was talking a couple weeks ago about giving you better lights, giving you more power out there, Uh-huh. Well, it's time.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, the word this week is gasoline. Enjoy it, folks. Don't waste it. Makes you happy not having to walk. You know, gasoline gets you there on time. You'll never make it on time by walking. Enjoy all the features as you are driving 10 and 2. Those hands on the 10 o'clock position and 2 o'clock position. Yes, that means miles per smile. The main key to gasoline is we want more smiles to the gallon than miles per the gallon. Right here in Auto World. Gasoline. Be careful out there and think about it. In your future, you have gasoline or EV. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Drive safe and motor on. We'll see you next week.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.